Perspective. I have often confused the expression center of gravity, first recorded in the 1650s, with center of attention, coined well over 200 years later. When I was a child, for instance, I belonged to the world, and it was mine. With a trick of the eye, I possessed the sky's contrails and lightning bolts. Puddles and tire tracks run through them belong to me. The liverwurst and poppy seeds, the prefab housing and schoolyard, the Amish puppies, their puppies, and all the puppies after. The stoner kid outside the Jiffy Lube, flipping the no waiting sign, was waiting for me. Even now, figs split down their most desirable centers, and crickets raise a hell of a love storm. From my perspective, friction doesn't break apart. It joins together. All the rail and phone lines racing toward infinity meet at that one sweet spot, the rule of bodies attracting bodies. Woman's center of gravity is in her pelvis. We'd been streaming video from the space station, and in order to reacclimate to Earth's gravitational pull, I steered, by its ovarian horns, my uterus towards you, vanishing point to trajectory, thereby joining my center of gravity to your center of attention. The Latin root for grave and gravity is the same. Paolo Uccello understood that perspective did not exist in a natural scene. Where would our eye come to rest in a forest? But here, we are neither new nor old. Your arms orbit my waist. The line of your nose bows to the planes of my breasts. From our perspective, there is horizon on both sides, a spectrum over which we peer, eyes closed.